In commanding the construction of the menorah, we read in Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, that Moshe is told, V'yasisa menorah zahav tahor, you will make a menorah of pure gold, miksha teaseha, and it shall be beaten out of a solid piece of gold. And then the Pasuk goes on to list all the many details that go into the menorah, as we then see in the continuation of the psukim. There are an inordinate number of details. In fact, I think it's clear to say that the menorah was the most complex and detailed of all of the different parts, all the different kelim in the mikdash. Rashi quotes a very well-known medrash in the Tanchuma that senses and notices the shift in language, that initially Moshe is commanded with an active verb, vasisa. However, just a few words later, we are told, miksha te'aseha hamenorah, that the menorah will be beaten, it will be hewn out of that single piece of gold. What exactly is going on? So the Medrash tells us that, in fact, Moshe initially tried to build the menorah, and once he was, you know, unsuccessful and he couldn't do it anymore, then, and only then, Hashem says to Moshe, just take the gold, throw it into the fire, and in fact, it ended up being produced miraculously. And that's why the language is te'aseha, because in the end, it didn't happen by Moshe actively doing it, but happened, so to speak, on its own, miraculously from Hashem. Very, very fascinating. A medrash here quoted by Rashi. However, the Sfas Emes and others, but we're focusing on the Sfas Emes, he wonders, what is going on here? If it turned out that it was too hard for Moshe, then Hashem obviously knew that would be the case. Why didn't Hashem just build it from scratch? Why make Moshe go through the motions? And if it really was doable, then why did Moshe not complete the task, and why did Hashem let him off the hook? Hashem should have waited and forced Moshe to finish it. Evidently, it really was too hard, but if it was too hard, why did Hashem not just make it on his own right away? Says the Sfas Emes, this medrash and this insight is in fact not only true about Moshe and the menorah in this one instance, but in many ways it is a paradigm for all people and all mitzvos. Says the Sfas Emes, ultimately, there is simply no way for any human being, not Moshe and certainly not the rest of us, to truly understand exactly what Hashem wants completely, truly get it right 100%. It's just by definition impossible. It's beyond our capabilities and capacities as a finite human being. Hashem, the infinite, the Ein Sof, the ultimate, how could we as human beings truly understand, let alone truly and perfectly and completely accomplish everything that Hashem wants? However, says the Sfas Emes, despite that problem, which is just by definition an immovable problem, we are not free from trying, as the saying goes. Says the Sfas Emes, it's true that our abilities may be limited, but our efforts or our ratzon to do the right thing are in fact unlimited. And therefore, it was only when Moshe first tried, and seeing that Hashem, did Hashem then intervene and help and bless his efforts. However, if Moshe hadn't tried, then Hashem would have had no motivation and certainly never would have, in fact, intervened. It's certainly, it's a complex combination of events, of causes, and in certain ways it's paradoxical, but says the Sfas Emes, it's absolutely critical to understanding our role in the world in our relationship with Hashem. There are actions that we are commanded to do, and yet we know on some level from the start, we can never be sure that we're really doing them perfectly. At the same time, we have a promise, just like Moshe did, that if we put in all of our efforts and we truly do our best, in that case, says the Sfas Emes, I'll read you his words, Rak kefi ratzon ha'adam, then nigmar me'atzmo. If we can really demonstrate the effort and the ratzon, then in the end, we will be successful, but not necessarily because of a direct result of our efforts, but Hashem, like he did with Moshe, will intervene and in fact be successful. What Hashem really wants is that ratzon, but the only way we can truly demonstrate that we have that ratzon is by doing the mitzvah. We can't just sit and think, I want to do a mitzvah. We actually have to do it. We have to study it. We have to understand it. We have to put in our best efforts to then do it right. When we do that, like Moshe did, then Hashem will intervene. So this fascinating and challenging insight into the whole enterprise of religion and how Hashem interacts with us despite our, by definition, finite limitations, says the Sfas Emes, that profound theological truth and the way Judaism understands Hashem interacting and helping us bridge that chasm between the finite and the infinite, that's all contained and hinted at in this beautiful medrash quoted by Rashi. Sfas Emes actually makes another point based on this, quoting from his grandfather, the founding Ger Rebbe, the Chiddush Harim, and that is on the famous statement of Chazal, Yagati Umatzati Ta'amin. I worked hard and I found it. If someone says that, you should believe him. Now, of course, the simple understanding is that, you know, if a person puts in the effort and says, I was successful, you can believe that because success is the product of effort. That's clearly the gist of Chazal. However, the Chiddush Harim was bothered by why did the Gemara choose to express this with Umatzati, a metzia. That word matzati, metzia, is a term that's used for finding something. And we know from other statements in Chazal and just from human experience, we often find things in the Gemara's term, behesach hadas. You know, we stumble on things. It's not necessarily, you know, a search mission where we're dafka looking for something. We often stumble on things. We find things. And metzia is often something that happens almost by accident. So why would we use that term to express the success that comes from all of our efforts? And says the Chiddush Harim, the same idea that we're saying here, that in fact, ultimately, the final success is a metzia. It's a gift from Hashem. It's not something that we necessarily deserved. Or we accomplish, I should say. However, we only get the gift from Hashem, only get the Metziah, if we are first Yagia, if we put in the effort. In the words of the Sfas Emes so beautifully, Mi yacholim tzoha emet aidei yigiyasa, who could find it purely on their own efforts? Rak she Hashem yisparach noteid b'matana, v'derech Metziah aidei yigiyah. Hashem will give it to us as a gift, if we've worked hard and deserve it.